It's time for 1313 Harbor, the podcast hosted by Jasmine and Michelle.
That's us.
Welcome to 1313 Harbor, the podcast, coming to you live from Batu. Batu, enjoy it while you can, because it's about to get real crowded.
I'm Jasmine.
And I'm Michelle.
And that's true, because it's opening here in Disneyland January 17th?
January 2020.
January 2020.
Yeah.
So we're enjoying this quiet rebel base while we can.
I like that you literally said quiet as a ship is attempting to take off.
Do you think like people who are listening to this are like, where are, if we don't tell them, like, are they at an airport? Like,
we kind of a space airport.
Spees.
Oh no, it's back.
We begin today with breaking news.
Would you like to hear some news? I ask you that every day. And what if one week you're just like, no.
Like, I'm going to pass on the news, yeah. But thank you for asking.
You're like, I can read Twitter, Jasmine.
No, first of all, I do read Twitter, but mostly for the memes.
Yes.
And political jokes.
That's why my sister goes on Facebook.
For the memes?
Memes and political jokes.
Yeah, okay. Yes. Anyway, what? No. Yes, tell me the news.
So, Indiana Jones, so according to OC, is it OC Weekly?
Yeah.
The Orange County newspaper. Indiana Jones and Snow White's Scary Adventure are to receive plus-ups in 2020. So they're going to update the collapsing bridge in Indiana Jones.
Oh, that's it?
Yeah, I think there's going to do more stuff, but that was like the thing they talked about in the article.
Okay.
I'm sure there will be a lot more. Snow White, didn't they just redo it for the 60th anniversary?
I don't think so. I think
they did the projection mapping.
On Snow White?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know, Michelle. I don't open my eyes on that ride.
No, I don't think... look, correct us if we're wrong, and believe me, you do.
Yeah. And we probably are.
Yeah, because we're dumb, you know? Like, there's a lot to correct.
We're intelligence impaired.
We're intelligence adjacent. But I don't think so. I don't think it's gotten a real nice plus-up. Peter Pan has.
Peter Pan
and Alice has. So if they do it in that style, I'm really excited.
I'm very excited.
I just hope they don't put the projection dwarves like they have in Florida.
Yeah, with the weird faces.
I don't like projection
faces.
Yeah,
I don't like that. I like how Tokyo's doing it, like just making the more hyper-realistic cartoon-esque characters as opposed to, because projection mapping like on their faces, it just doesn't look...
It looks great on Buzz Lightyear, but he's and also Madame a CG... and Madame Leota, of course. End of list.
So Indiana Jones, for sure they're going to do the collapsing bridge, because it used to collapse, but it doesn't... I don't think it ever collapsed. I think the car just kind of like, not to ruin the magic, like the car acted like it collapsed.
It doesn't collapse, it stalls?
It stalls, but I swear on like some versions of the ride, it like made you feel like you were collapsing a little bit. So it used to collapse. I'm putting quotes in there. So I don't know how they're going to do it, but it's going to work again. And I think they're making it more metal. I don't know. I read this review.
More metal.
They're going to put Ozzy Osbourne on there.
That's awesome.
They're going to play a lot of death metal. They're going to have Black Sabbath go as you go by.
Cool.
End of
here
list.
For it. Yeah. Indiana Jones.
What would you like to see for plus-ups for both those rides?
I would like see... you know, in Indiana Jones' Temple of Doom, when his shirt comes off?
Yes.
I would like that, please.
I would like a kissing booth with Indiana Jones.
Oh, yes.
At the end of the ride or the beginning. Dealer's choice.
Yeah. You know what?
Or both.
In the middle.
Yeah, put it in the middle.
Whatever.
I would like more minecart scenes. Legit, though, I would like them to get rid of the rats falling off the thing.
Really? I like that.
I just think they can do better.
Well, maybe they can just plus it.
Or, like, do something more with that dark hallway. I feel like there's one too many dark
like
hallways.
Like the ice.
Yes.
Falling ice that used to be there that's not there anymore.
It was there for like a day, and then that would be cool if they could do that again.
Or like something in its place.
Yeah, that they can do projection mapping. I don't know. I also have never opened my eyes during that skeleton room because the skeletons jump out at you.
No. Oh, the one
needles.
Skeleton that kind of falls a little?
And tries to murder you.
He falls a little.
And then there's a skeleton with a Mickey Mouse hat on. Isn't there? I've seen a picture of it. I saw a picture of it one time.
Not that I know of.
I mean, I keep trying to open my eyes during it, and then I freak out, Michelle, because one time I did see that skeleton, and I was convinced they all did that.
Yeah, well, no one in this galaxy can relate. Get it? Because we're in Batu galaxy. Anyway.
We're going to get to why Michelle loves Batu now in a little bit.
Yep. I'm very excited to talk about it.
Because, actually, surprise, Michelle had us come to Batu, not me.
Uh-huh.
And I'm not having sugar until Thanksgiving, so I'm not letting myself have blue milk today, and it is killing me.
And I
I talked about it, but I didn't have it.
She hasn't had it yet. I like that you're like, praise me, I have not had blue milk. I'm going to say there's a 70% chance she will have blue milk.
But see, I'm very rebellious, so now that you said that, I'm going to be like, no, shan't have blue milk.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Because you're going to do what everyone expects of you, which is to not have blue milk.
Yes.
So you should rebel against that and have blue milk.
My mom's going to fire you. So the Van Eaton Galleries in Sherman Oaks is holding a History of Disneyland auction December 7th and a History of Disney World auction December 8th. There are more than 1,500 items for sale, and the items are currently on display, public display, through December 6th. So some of the most expensive items there are, so they claim it's an original stretching portrait, but it's a hand-painted stretching portrait from Haunted Mansion. It's a man on the barrel. I don't think it's the original. Maybe it is, but it's...
Well, it's unoriginal because...
It's one of the hand-painted ones.
Yeah, because the hand-painted ones, for those of you who don't know, which I'm sure y'all do, but humor me, listen to the story. So they, Mark Davis drew, I believe it was Mark Davis?
Yes.
So he painted the first stretching portraits.
Because he's an animator, learned that from the Imagineer story.
That's right. Like, he worked on Snow White. He was the Disney Girls, animator.
Yes.
So he did Cruella, Maleficent. Mm-hmm. Those were like, he was good with the girls. Women, whatever.
Women, yeah.
Ladies, whatever you want to say. And then he would do the stretching portraits because they like roll up and roll down.
Yes.
They would get damaged, and so they would recreate them, but they would always be a little bit different.
Yeah, because people hand painted them, so they're like, I'm going to make this man slightly thinner. I don't think they meant to do it, but just like.
They're just humans.
So now they're printed, so they're consistent, but people are very into collecting the hand painted ones. I don't know how many exist, but they had to replace them quite often.
Yeah.
So there must be a few.
Yeah.
I don't know when they started printing them.
No idea.
If we had a podcast, I would bother researching
this. If we had a research-intense podcast, we would know, but we don't.
Thank you for listening. So they will also have an original Space Mountain ride vehicle.
Ooh.
This is, if somebody wants to proclaim their love for me, they're going to have an original People Mover from like the 60s. Original People Mover vehicle. So if anyone wants to propose their love for me and is also a billionaire, bye.
This is how you do it.
Even a millionaire.
This is how you do it.
Or just wants to go into debt.
Yeah, or just wants to buy Jasmine's friendship.
Yes, it's very easy.
Yep.
And It's a Small World animatronic from 1972.
Oh my God. No. Dale?
Yes, Dale. Would you like to buy Michelle's love?
Oh my gosh. We just went on It's a Small World today,
yes.
And I was like, it sparked so much joy.
It was so nice. And you like the smells too.
Oh, yes. I can't wait to talk about. Oh, let's just talk about it now.
Well, first, let me say the last thing. Okay.
Oh, okay.
And the original doors from Main Street, City Hall.
Doors?
Yeah, the doors, like the entrance doors.
That's crazy.
Yes.
I wouldn't even think that they would, one, replace them, and two, sell them.
I don't know how people got them. And then they also have, I don't know if it's the only one or if it's one of many, the model that they took around to all the investors to get them to invest in Disneyland. It's from 1953. I think it might be the only one. There's a lot more items, obviously, but these are like the top sellers. But
that's
things
insane.
Like this. Yeah.
Are they from a personal collection? Like that's from Disneyland? Or
I don't.
Is this...
I think it's from multiple, I'm guessing. I don't know if anybody owns all these things.
Got it.
I mean, those one people owned everything.
The crafts.
Yes, the crafts.
Very nice. People.
Yeah, I don't know if this is like multiple, but yeah. And then these are all the ones from Disneyland. They haven't listed the ones from Disney World or if they have.
They had a microphone used by me.
Yes. They had
a former Jungle Cruise microphone used by me.
They had a costume that Michelle wanted to wear.
Right. They had my costume from Once Upon a Christmas Time Parade.
Yes.
I'm just kidding. They don't have any of those.
They also include Buzzy's friend, Luzzy.
Yes, Luzzy. World famous animatronic attraction. Animatronic Luzzy. Great. Now that I've made fun of you for forget it. I give up.
What else? They also have, I can't think of anything else. They also have the original mold of Lincoln's cousin, Schmabraham
Schminken.
Why don't they have the same last name?
I don't know.
I don't make up the rules, America.
Yeah. Thanks, Trader Sam. I mean, Sam Eagle.
Okay, so now you may talk about Itsy Bitsy Teeny Tiny World.
Okay. So it's holiday, even though it was 90 degrees today,
yes.
Allegedly.
Over 90 degrees.
It was so hot today. Mm-hmm. At least it wasn't humid, so, mm-hmm. you know, we survived. Allegedly, it's the holiday season.
Yes.
Even though it's very, very hot. So it was the Christmas overlay for, the holiday overlay for It's a Small World, mm-hmm. and it was
Amazing.
Delightful.
So you said you like the scents. I love this.
Yeah.
They're really nice.
So I was right. There was like a piney scent at the beginning, which I was like, hooray!
Hooray for pine!
And then there was, what was the next scent?
Cinnamon, but Michael Store cinnamon.
There was cinnamon. This is cinnamon.
So there was two kinds of cinnamon. There was Michael Store cinnamon in the European section. And then once you're in South America, it was like real cinnamon.
Like churro
delicious.
Cinnamon.
Yeah. Like delicious cinnamon. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, yep. That's much better.
Yep.
And then there was cherry blossoms. I'm guessing it was some sort of floral scent in Asia. And then
I didn't smell in Asia, but I did smell in Hawaii.
Coconut.
Oh, it drove so me good. Coconuts. It was so good.
It was really tasty. And then, so Michelle has a game where she, for all of her loved ones, which I'm including myself in that list.
Yes.
She picks...
Wait, let me tell my game.
Oh, yes. You tell your game.
So... for everyone that's important to me in my life, everyone I love, I make them pick an It's a Small World doll, and that's them. So if we're apart, if you know, one day they go to heaven.
When you outlive me. Because I accidentally knocked something over and fell.
Yeah, because you had your hair dryer in the bathtub again.
I don't make fun of your hobbies, Michelle.
So like my mom is the Egyptian girl. Mm-hmm. I'm one of the can-can dancers. Dale obviously is the very white American at the end, the blonde one.
The blondest doll in the whole place.
So I asked Jasmine who her doll is. Did you decide?
Yes, the Queen of Hawaii.
Oh, yes. Perfect.
Because she has a crown, obviously. I wanted to be Cleopatra, but that's your mom.
It's my mom,
so
sorry.
I'm like, I'll be the Queen of Hawaii.
Okay.
So it's after the mermaid section.
Yeah.
It's that lady next to the cute little sea serpent.
And you should... Oh, but the sea serpent's only there for holiday. Normally it's in the front.
Oh!
You didn't notice that?
No, you're right. I totally forgot about that. Because I knew he wasn't there normally, but I didn't remember he was in the front.
Yeah.
So yeah, 10 out of 10 would recommend.
Yeah.
It's amazing. It is pretty crowded, obviously, during the holidays.
Yeah, because
we haven't gotten to watch the parade because it was just...
It was very crowded. And I'm very sad that we didn't get to see the parade because Belle and Beast are together, and that makes my heart so happy.
Yes, that's... Michelle reaches her final form, like Super Sailor Moon.
No, but that's...
Eternal Sailor Moon.
That is Paint the Night Belle when she's like 90 feet tall, and she's like... I am Supreme Belle!
You may follow me!
Hello!
You quiet villagers! So, back to the... Or do we want to talk more about holiday stuff or just go back to the
news? No, let's go back. Because we'll do a full episode about holiday stuff. I was just so excited.
Expect we are going to do 3 episodes about holidays in various parks, including Universal, Disneyland, Disney World, international parks.
We should do one on how they celebrate Life Day on Batuu.
That's our dream, is I want them to celebrate Life Day on Batuu. And now it's in The Mandalorian.
Yes.
Spoilers, sorry. And so now they have to celebrate Light Day, and you can have a meet and greet with Chewbacca and his family. And then Disney needs to finally release the Christmas special, and then I will float off into the sky and be like, goodbye, bye-bye.
She has reached her final form.
I am now going to ascending to the sky. So Bowers Museum, so you texted me you want to do this. Bowers Museum in Santa Ana, California, which is not next to Disneyland, but it's like 15 minutes away, will have an exhibit called Inside Walt Disney Archives, 50 Years of Preserving Magic. This exhibit will include over 400 items, including Walt's office set from Saving Mr. Banks, never-before-seen sketches from Fantasia, and sketches from Haunted Mansion. The exhibit will be running March 7th through August 30th, 2020.
Whoop.
So you were saying you want to go. I want to go.
Yeah.
Tickets will go on sale soon, too.
There's no Disney history thing that I don't want to go to.
And this is a very conveniently located museum for us.
Yeah.
It's right off the freeway in Santa Ana. It's lovely. Right. The only downside is that museum closes at like 4. So we just have to like go early one day.
That's fine.
Yeah, that's fine. We'll wake up.
We could have brunch.
Oh, I do love brunch. And there's lots of good brunch places because it's kind of close to downtown Santa Ana.
Is it near Orange? The city of Orange?
No, it's not near Orange. It's near, do you ever drive by that science museum?
Yeah.
It's like the other side of the freeway from that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
People are very bored of us talking about freeways.
They know locations now.
Yes.
You're welcome. They're like, we know where to find you.
You're
now.
Welcome to all of our listeners in Alaska. You're welcome.
You learn your California geography now.
That's right.
So today, Michelle and I went to Company D. Thank you to our very friendly cast member who let us in.
Hello. Thank you.
Hello. So what did you buy today?
I bought a dress. So it's the pink dress, if you've seen it, with all the Disney dogs on it.
Yes, including Francis. Not Frankie. Francis.
From Oliver and Company. But I mostly bought it for the beautiful, gorgeous, talented, amazing Georgette.
Perfect.
Poodle Georgette from Oliver and Company, who is one of my very favorite Disney characters.
Because pretty is fine.
But still, it's just pretty. Perfect, my dear. Is the. She says it's me, but I'm it's the.
Okay,
like
the best.
Georgette.
Yes. I watched Oliver and Company last night and I cried because I forgot how much it reminded me of me and my cat. And I'm sad, and like a year and a half after my cat died, I still miss her and I cry.
That's okay. My dog died like 6 years ago and I still will. Yes. I can't get through. We'll talk about Disney Plus in a minute, but I can't get through live action Lady and the Tramp because I cry so hard.
Yes.
It makes me miss my dog.
Yeah. I mean, my cat and I never went and like held sticks and like ran around the city of New York, but you know, we sing songs together on the piano.
Yeah.
My sentient cat. I bought, I don't know
oh,
how.
Wait. So I bought that, and then I bought outfits for my Shelly May. I only bought four.
I bought every outfit they had for my Shelly May, and she's going to have different outfits, including a Princess Leia one, an Elsa one, a Maleficent one. They didn't have Queen of Hearts, right?
No, you had Tinkerbell.
Did
you get Stitch?
I got Stitch, Lady and the Tramp, Marie.
Yep.
I wanted the Queen of Hearts one, but that probably sold out. What else did you buy?
That's all I bought. Now you're ready for my list. I also bought my mom a set of ears that she wanted.
Oh, that's so nice.
I'm very nice.
I bought some Gelatoni ears because somebody grabbed a huge stack of them and they put one of them down and then I grabbed it. I bought some like floral ears, but I don't think they're Rapunzel ears. I think they're
they're
from Hong Kong, I think. They're from one of the Asian parks. The tag was not in English.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Interesting.
Yeah. They're too good for our park, so. I bought all the outfit. Literally any outfit they had for Shelly May, I purchased.
There was like a wall of Shelly May costumes, and Jasmine was like, one of each, please.
They were $5 each. Like, you can't top that.
No.
I bought two backpacks, because they had a lot of Halloween stuff on sale. So I bought the candy corn one, the pumpkin one. I bought a wallet for my friend. I bought a pin of Big Thunder. I bought other things that I can't remember. They're not making an impression. I bought an orange bird thing for my car antenna.
Antenna topper.
Even though I don't have an antenna, so it's just going to go on my desk.
Okay.
What else?
I noticed they stopped selling antenna toppers.
Yeah, I don't think people have antennas for their cars as much.
Oh, you know what? Because
I don't have one.
Yeah, I don't have one either.
They just like whip around and go a car aerial or whatever they're called.
Yeah. Oh, that's so interesting. I never didn't think that I didn't have an antenna until this moment.
Company D was hopping today. I had to park across the street.
Yeah, and I asked one of the cast members there. I was like, "Hey, is this normal?" She's like, "Nope."
So they must have been like, maybe it was because they had so much Halloween stuff. Like, it was amazing. Everything was 50% off or more.
Yeah.
I know I got more stuff. I'll try to remember it later and I'll talk about it. But yes, there was more things. Maybe that was all I purchased. I just remember the Shelly May outfits and that sparked joy. So much joy. Yeah, and the wallet and yes. And now I have Loungefly backpacks for days.
Yes. As well you should.
And some of these things might turn into gifts, but they were cheap. So,
you're welcome.
But cheaper.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Company D was nice.
If you know a cast member.
Yes.
And you ask them very nicely, give them lots of kisses with their consent.
Yes.
You should go.
I need to, I wish I could like put a camera, you can't do any of this obviously, put a camera on a cast member's head and watch them go into the cage. Because there's a special cage there that has stuff that only cast members can go and get. And I want to go there, but obviously I don't work for Disney.
Neither do I.
But a girl can dream.
A girl can dream.
And
yeah.
I can buy sheets from
the hotels. Yeah, yes. I heard somebody did that. Like they bought the old sheets from the Disneyland Hotel, and they're like super soft. And I'm like, no, that's cool.
Company D was awesome. Would love to go back one day. Maybe we can sweet talk or probably shouldn't go back. I bought too much stuff. But it's nice because they had Halloween stuff that I can save. For a different time.
Yeah.
Probably after Christmas, we should see if we can go because they'll have Christmas stuff.
Oh, I hope they have spirit jerseys.
And I can wear Christmas. They didn't have a lot of spirit jerseys. They had a few.
They had a cast member only one that I was drooling over.
And I wanted to get one and be like, I will lie to everybody. Be a cast member. So now let's go into... So this episode is... The theme of this episode
This episode is somewhat unique and calls for a different kind of introduction.
before you, you will see a set of elevators.
That's right.
I got the
still
reference.
In operation, waiting for you.
So there is a main theme for this episode, but most of it's going to be about other things, just because a lot happened this week.
A lot happened this week and this day, today.
Yes. I think we should do a weekly segment about Disney Plus, but obviously today we're going... So Disney Plus launched, everybody.
On Tuesday.
In case you live on Mars, we're letting you know.
That's right. If you didn't know, Disney Plus is a streaming service from the Walt Disney Company. It streams things such as Disney, Star Wars, mm-hmm. Pixar,
Fox,
Marvel,
yep.
Fox, and Nat Geo, which yes. is what the cool kids call
National Geographic. My mom watches it because I think you get six devices, and I, you know, live with my parents, so you get six devices. So I let my mom put it on her TV because I only need two of them, and she watches Nat Geo and she loves Jeff Goldblum.
Do
so.
You have it on your phone?
I don't have it on my phone. I have it on my iPad and my TV and my... So I have it on three. My my bathroom TV.
Uh-huh.
Because I have a TV in my bathroom. I have a, you know, my main TV and then my iPad.
Cool. I have it on my Apple TV, our... what's that thing called? What's that Amazon thing?
Amazon Fire?
Yeah. Our Fire Stick.
Fire!
I have it on our my laptop and my phone for, like, when I'm... driving. Not when I'm driving, but like I'm in a van pool to go to Dunkin' Donuts.
Yes.
And
New Rochelle is far.
It's a very long
commute.
You got
a carpool.
Yeah. So I carpool, and if I don't have to drive now, I'll watch it.
Yeah. Oh, that's smart. See, I drive to my work, so I can't be like, I'm driving.
Yeah. Do not do that.
Disney does not recommend that.
No, neither does 1313 Harbor the podcast.
No, please do not play on your phone and drive. Please.
Please.
Put it down, but listen to our podcast.
That's right.
You can do that hands-free.
Which is kind of like a game. Because it's so fun.
How is your drive? How's the commute today?
Yeah.
Are we with you in the car? Are you exercising right now?
Or are you, what else do people do? Are you cleaning the house?
Are you cleaning the house? Are you just, did you fall asleep and this just started playing?
We don't know.
But thanks for listening. So let's talk about launch day, Disney Plus.
Great. So I stayed up. I was told that it was going to launch at 3 a.m. There was like a website that was like 6 a.m. Eastern, 3 a.m. Pacific. I set an alarm for 3 a.m. Oh, yeah.
I looked at you incredulously.
Yeah, you didn't know this?
There was nothing I would set an alarm for 3 a.m.
Oh, yeah. It's witching hour.
Oh. Because nobody should be awake.
Except the witches. But I stayed up until... like 10:15, and as I was like laying down to go to bed, I saw everyone's Instagram stories saying, it's up, it's up, it's up. And I was like, got a blast. Jumped out of bed, watched all night. I slept for maybe 2 hours.
Yeah, I remember you only slept for 2 hours.
Yeah, got up and watched some more. Yeah. So, and then on my way into work, I watched on the van pool. Then at work, I had my, phone set up and I was keeping an eye on it, and I watched The Empire Strikes Back.
Oh.
It's my favorite Star Wars movie.
That is, obviously it's the best Star Wars movie.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You are correct.
I'm not like, I'm unique. It's my, I'm just saying.
No, but I mean.
Along with everyone
it
else.
It is objectively the best Star Wars movie.
1,000%. And it's just like a great, can I just say
it's
this?
A great movie.
Yeah, like story-wise, just from, and the thing is like, I didn't know, I thought that was just Star Wars when I was little. I didn't know there was a New Hope and Return of the Jedi.
Ah.
I thought that it was just, that was Star Wars.
Mm-hmm.
So I grew up watching that like a truckload, and can I tell you, it stands on its own.
It does.
Yep.
I always thought A New Hope was just Star Wars, because my uncle had that on, but he had the whole trilogy on Blu-ray, so we always watched it. So I still, every time like certain scenes happen, I want to get up and change the disc.
Oh, you mean Laserdisc?
Oh, no, sorry, Laserdisc.
I had Empire Strikes Back on Laserdisc,
so Laserdisc was the predecessor. It was around tapes, and it was these giant discs, and every movie you had to change it like 9 times.
So it basically was the size of a record, but it was like this beautiful, it was like a CD.
Yes.
And you had to play it on both sides.
Yes. And the quality technically was actually better than DVD.
Really?
Not better than Blu-ray, but better than DVD, yes.
Wow.
I learned that in a place called Film School.
Oh.
My parents paid a lot of money for me to learn that fact.
Wow.
Wow. My launch day, only reason I was upset is because I saw, I know a lot of people had issues. I didn't have any issues.
I didn't have any issues. I watched it all day.
Yeah.
Back in the van pool, I got home and I watched it. I literally watched it for, that's not true. That night I saw Anastasia at the Seagram Center.
And you were playing The Sims in between some stuff.
That's right. Sometimes I was watching This week I've been like playing The Sims and watching Disney Plus. It's been heavenly.
I thought I saw a tweet from Disney. I don't remember where I saw this information, that it was going to launch November 12th at 6 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 9 a.m. Eastern Time. So I was like, oh yeah, I'm going to wait. I'm going to watch it in the morning. No, I guess it launched the night before.
And it makes sense to have like a soft launch instead of it's not the D23 thing of everyone getting like stuck.
Yes.
So it's smart to have a like a soft pre-launch, so then you get some trickle in. Do you know what I mean?
So yeah, and I trickled in the morning, and the first thing I watched before I went to work was the Imagineering story, which we're going to talk about. Because obviously,
the first thing I watched was Beauty and the Beast. Yes, I own it on VHS, Laserdisc, DVD, Blu-ray,
carrier pigeon,
digital copy, carrier pigeon, and book. But all of that being said, I still watch
Shadow Puppets.
Radio show. Doesn't matter.
Fireworks show.
That's right. I still watch that first.
It is a good choice. So what are we currently watching, or what have you been watching this week? Or what haven't you been watching?
What have I been watching? Chippendale Rescue Rangers. Mm-hmm. Dale, my boyfriend.
We made the show.
Yeah. We've been watching that a lot together. And then I've been watching, I'm surprised. Oh, and then I watched Belle's Magical World. I've been watching all the Toy Story shorts. Mm. So not only the Disney Plus original Forky Asks a Question, which is hilarious.
Yes.
But also like Small Fry, Partysaurus Rex, Hawaiian Vacation. Mm. Do you know what any of these are?
No.
They're so funny.
I did not stare at her blankly. Yeah. No, not at all.
What are you watching?
I'm watching, well, first I wanted to talk about A New Hope. Because they re-edited. So George Lucas re-edits A New Hope every, like, 2 months, I guess. And so they have a scene. And so in the scene where, okay, so spoilers, there's a scene with Han Solo and
Guido.
Guido was going to, there's always the argument who shot first, but they re-edited it so Guido shot first. I guess they added a scene where he's, and I watched it yesterday, he says McClunky right before he shoots him. And it's the only part that's not dubbed, like they don't translate it, so we don't know what McClunky means in aliens fly language. So that was very exciting for
me. He was saying Macaulay, like Macaulay Culkin.
He's like, I love Home Alone.
Home Alone is underrated.
Add it to Disney Plus. So that's a cool little tidbit that they re-edited. I was hoping that they would have the original Star Wars.
Yeah, I'm a little frustrated that it's the special edition.
Yeah, with Slug Jabba.
Yeah, I just want to see Star Wars. Do you know what I mean?
The one I grew up with on Laserdisc.
Yes, exactly. Like,
yes.
Or I wish you could, like, choose. Like, do you want to watch Special Edition or OG Edition?
Have all of them. Have every edit. Have McClunky. Have every... And Friends.
McClunky and Friends.
I obviously watched Imagineering Story. I watched...
So here's the question. Did you cry? Well, we'll talk about Imagineering Story.
Obviously,
later.
I cried. Spoilers.
Great.
I watched, there's a really cool special about, it's like called Holidays at Disneyland.
Oh, I haven't seen that yet.
It's really good. It's about the 1964 World's Fair rides that are at Disneyland and how they like came over to Disneyland. And it's, I think it's like a World of Disneyland special with Walt. And then they show the holidays at the park. And it's amazing because it's like you're watching a parade from 65 or 66.
Oh my gosh. Was it when Alice had like different hair? It was like,
no,
more natural.
It was like they had like random IP like Arabian Nights, and it's like, oh, and then they had like harem girls.
Cool.
We're all blonde California ladies.
Like, totally.
I'm in my harem.
Hey guys.
I watched Pollyanna today. I watched Sleeping Beauty. I watched Hunchback of Notre Dame. Oh, I watched my first Disney animated sequel. I watched Hunchback of Notre Dame too.
Oh boy. So, and what did you think?
It was fine.
Okay, so for those of you who don't know, if you're a Patreon, some of our bonus episodes are me explaining Disney sequels to Jasmine.
Yes, animated sequels.
Animated sequels, and it's always weird.
And I now can explain one too, but you've seen that one though.
I have, but you know, if you'd like to explain it to me, you can. I've only had the pleasure of watching it once.
Yes, it was cute. It was cute, you know. It was fine.
Okay.
I watched all these. I watched Oliver and Company. I watched Newsies. I love the Newsies musical. I watched that like 4 times.
Oh, I haven't seen that. Probably because Dale is a big Newsies fan.
Mm-hmm. And I watch original Newsies as well.
Oh yeah. So one of the reasons when I was like, when we were dating, well, we're still dating, but like one of the.
Are you? No.
I feel like we're married, but one of the signs that I knew I was in love with him was we
He sang the song from Oliver and Company, and he played his piano with the tail.
No, we had gone to the Broadway Princess party, and then on our way home, we sang Newsies to each other.
Aww.
The whole way home. And
you made him go
like,
to a Broadway Princess party?
He loves it. We're going this year, too.
Oh, good.
I mean, he doesn't, like, love it, but I was like, should I go with someone else, or should I go with you? He's like, no, I want to go.
Oh, good.
He, like...
Why should he worry? Why should he care?
So Susan Egan is my favorite of the three princesses.
Is she?
Yes. Well, she was the original Belle on Broadway, and my name is the Broadway Belle. I'm obsessed with her.
I didn't know this about you.
I had her hair... Okay, so she has... I don't know what her nationality is, mm-hmm. but I'm going to guess it's white, like yes. a white lady. She has straight hair. Mm-hmm. So she has a mushroom, not a mushroom, but like, just like a bob with bangs.
Oh, like the Dorothy Hamill?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, like just like a normal haircut, like a bob with bangs. Okay. When you have thick, curly hair, when you do that haircut, you look like a mushroom. And I did. And
like Mia Thermopolis.
Like Mia Thermopolis.
In the books, not the, in the books, not the movie.
So yeah. and
her triangle hair.
She had in her original headshots when she was doing Beauty and the Beast in her 20s, she had red hair. So I colored my hair red. I wanted to be just like her when I grew up.
Oh.
And
I wanted to be like Jane Mansfield. We had different idols. but yeah, we'll talk about every week what we're watching on Disney Plus.
Oh, speaking of Disney Plus, she's on a Disney Plus. She's on the second episode of Encore.
Oh.
I've only seen the beginning of that episode, mm-hmm. but this mentalist is throwing shade towards a magician. And I'm like, you need to check yourself before you wreck yourself. Okay. He's like, I'm a mentalist. I don't do little tricks like magicians.
Get off your high horse.
And I'm like, you need to relax. But anyway, so what classics have you watched that you're like, oh, I forgot this is good?
Hunchback is not for children, but it is so good. I love the music. I love the story. It's about a guy who wants this girl so much that he needs to kill her.
You know.
As one does.
As one does.
I watched Sleeping Beauty. I forgot how pretty she is and how lovely her hair is.
I love the background. I mean, I love
and
her.
And Meriwether is the best.
Oh, obviously.
Even though I like pink better than blue.
Well,
yeah.
Look, it was like I was watching the Imagineering story, and Alice Davis was like, Mary Blair didn't like pastels. And I'm like, nobody's perfect.
Nobody's perfect. Yeah. What else? I'm going to watch Beauty and the Beast for you, but also for me.
For me?
For me.
I don't get royalties.
But like, I just feel like we'll have more in common once I've watched it again. Cinderella's on my list.
What about Cinderella 2? What about Cinderella 3, A Twist in Time?
That might be in level 2 or 4. I'm going to watch The Boys about the Sherman Brothers.
Have you never seen it?
No, I've never seen it.
Ooh, I'm going to watch pack every those tissues.
Ooh, I'm ready. I'm going to watch
Frank
every...
Frank and Ollie, you better pack those
Ooh,
tissues.
Ooh, I'm ready. I'm ready.
Waking Sleeping Beauty, you better pack them tissues.
I watched a Mickey Mouse Club, but they don't have Spin and Marty and like Annette. It's the really early episodes, so...
Oh...
I always like the Mickey Mouse Club, the little like the episodes they have in the middle. Michelle is so confused by all the.
I am so confused. I'm like, sorry, we're in Batuu, and like, all these people are going up to
Rise of the Resistance.
Rise of the Resistance with these glowing orbs, and I'm like, and they have like these pieces of paper. I'm like, is this a meetup or are they like special and they get to go on Rise of the Resistance?
They're taking us with them.
Yeah, I will try very hard to sneak in.
So, you've seen everything, though, so I'm sure there's not, like, I watched Oliver and Company, I watched The Rescuers and The Rescuers Down Under.
Which do you like more?
I originally used to like, when I was a kid, Rescuers Down Under, but rewatching it, I think I like The Rescuers more.
I like The Rescuers.
And I mean, like Madame Medusa. I've dressed as her before.
The animation style is way more clean in The Rescuers Down Under, and you have Glenn Keane animating Marifute.
Yes. Ooh, yes.
Beautiful. That being said, I still like The Rescuers more. That one breaks my heart.
I need to rewatch Sword in the Stone because obviously I love Mad Madam
Mim. Hickety-spickety-smickety-smum. Prestidigitonium.
So what are some originals that you enjoyed? We're going to get to the Imagineering story.
Yeah, that's going to be its own section. I am obsessed with The Mandalorian.
Yes, I know. I need to watch it. I haven't watched it yet.
Here's the thing. I don't know if you've listened to this podcast before. You might be, but if you... I've not been excited about Star Wars Land. I haven't cared.
Mm-hmm. I've cared too much.
Yeah, the stupid The Last Jedi was terrible. Like, one of my hobbies is
Don't
falling...
Don't let Ray hear you say that.
One of my hobbies is there's this review by Mr. Pinkett of Rise of the...
Jada's father?
Yes. Yes. But Mr. Pinkett has this this really great review where they basically like rip it apart, and it is my favorite thing to watch. I love people talking about how much they hate it because they're so funny about it. I don't know why. It's kind of like the live action Beauty and the Beast where it's like it's so bad that it shoots the moon and swings back into pretty okay.
It's fine.
It's fine status. Like, Dan Stevens is fine.
Yeah.
Anyway, but so The Mandalorian I have been watching and am in love with. It is so good. Okay, spoilers. Mm-hmm. I'm going to spoil the first episode for you.
So, yeah, spoilers. Skip ahead the next 3 minutes.
3 minutes. Okay, yeah. Jasmine, I'm going to tell you spoilers. Okay. I'm going to talk about... So, Mandalorians, I've never cared about Mandalorians. I've never cared about...
Boba Fett. I don't either.
I was going to say Jar Jar Binks.
I mean, I love Jar Jar Binks.
I don't care about him either. I haven't cared about any of that. The Mandalorian has been so good. Mm-hmm. It's basically like the Mandalorian are a race of people. They're warriors. Mm-hmm. And
Boba Fett's one of them.
Boba Fett's one of them. And one of like their rules is that they always keep their helmets on.
Oh.
I didn't know that.
All the time. Wink.
But one of the cool things is it's directed and written by Jon Favreau. So it definitely has like that Marvel.
Iron Man feel.
Yeah. Like it has the that sense feel? Of humor. No, not swingers.
Does Mandalorian walk in and he's like, so many pretty babies in here.
It has that sweet space swinger energy.
I would so watch that.
No, it does not. No, it doesn't. But it's like funny, and the ending. Mm-hmm. Okay, I won't spoil it. But the end of the episode, there is a reveal, and that reveal made me go.
And they mention Life Day.
Yes. Like I got that reference. Also, I don't know what planet they're on. Mm-hmm. The Mandalorian.
Chessington.
But it looks like Batuu, and that made me love Batuu more. Because
it definitely has to be Batuu. They have the Mandalorian helmet in Doc Ondar's.
Yeah, which I want to go look at.
Oh, yeah.
I'm, like, obsessed with the Mandalorian.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I, like Star Wars again. And someone posted this meme from Hook where it's a little boy that says, "There you are, Peter." But it's like, "There you are, Star Wars."
Aww.
And that's how I feel because, like, I loved Empire. I was cool with the prequels. But then, like, these new movies, to me, have just been...
Fine. Yeah.
And...
I loved... what was the first one called of the new trilogy? Why am I drawing a blank?
The Force Awakens.
The Force Awakens. I really like Force Awakens.
I was
going
to say The Force Opens.
The Force Opens to me. Really like The Force Opens. Force Awakens. because that made me feel like when I was 9 and I saw all the original Star Wars in theaters.
Yeah.
It made me feel like that.
I like that movie, but The Last Jedi was just like...
But shirtless Kylo. I watched Noelle, which I loved. It was so cute. So it's about Santa's daughter, his adult daughter. I mean, this isn't a spoiler. This is all stuff that happens in the first 10 minutes. So Santa has died, and his son is going to be the new Santa. And basically, it's Noelle is there. She's kind of, it's a whole, like, journey of her trying to, like, figure out her place in life. It's such a good movie. It's so cute. I loved every second of it. She tries to eat sunscreen at one point. It's so funny. She drinks alcohol and she's like, this is bad. This has gone bad. It's like Anna Kendrick at her most charming. She plays two things that I love really well. She plays either very like genuine or she can play very snarky. And I love it when she's genuine too because she's just a precious little baby angel.
She said her Patronus is a corgi and I'm like,
oh,
yep.
I love corgis. They're my favorite dogs.
Yep.
She also like has a little like baby like weird reindeer that she's training. I think his name is Snowball and it's the cutest thing. It's all CGI, but it's like the cutest little like Sven Olaf kind of thing. I recommend that one a lot. It's adorable. It's a movie. It's an hour and a half, I think. Bill Hader's in it. It's hilarious. And if I say anything, it's going to give stuff away, but I just love the whole plot of the movie.
And so the other thing that I've been attempting to watch is Lady and the Tramp, the live action Lady and the Tramp.
Mm-hmm. Starring me.
Starring.
And a plate of spaghetti.
That's right. Janelle Monáe wrote the, they got rid of this We Are Siamese song. They wrote a new song, which is very cool.
Ooh.
All the music has been all the music is there except for that song, but it's been rearranged by her.
Oh.
She also plays Peg, which is so perfect because...
That's the one with like the hair over her eyes, right?
So Peggy Lee wrote the songs for the original Lady and the Tramp, and she was the voice of Peg.
Mm-hmm.
Janelle Monáe is arranging all the songs and is playing Peg.
We were recording and all of a sudden we were surrounded by, so Michelle throughout the episode was talking about people with these glowing orbs and they started singing Christmas, like holiday music, but it was themed to Star Wars. And we talked to somebody we know and they said, yeah, this is the first life day.
Jeff. The Jeff who is the guy who has been to Disneyland every single day for, he's at 2,000 something days.
Ooh.
I think his last name is Reitz. I could be wrong, but he is the nicest. To me, he's such a celebrity because he's been here every single day for like, I think it's like 4 years plus.
Yeah.
I adore him, but we bumped into him and he was like, yeah, it's Life Day celebration. I'm like, and if you recall earlier in the episode, we were just talking about Life Day.
So at the end of the episode, so Michelle actually recorded them singing. I'm going to put some of their carols that they wrote, which were hilarious because it was basically like, it's beginning to look a lot lifelike day. So yeah, if you want to enjoy those will be at the end of the episode. So now let's get back to the Imagineering story.
Right, let's get back to our podcast.
Yes.
So the Imagineering stories, two episodes are out.
Yes.
We will report as more episodes come out.
Yes.
So the first episode
made me
was
feel
a lot.
Vindicated because I'm like, okay, so we have an episode about the opening day disaster of Disneyland opening day.
Yeah.
And they talked about that and I'm like, oh good, we got all of our facts right.
That was really exciting.
Yeah.
I think, and also in the second episode, they were talking about Spaceship Earth. And,
yes.
And I was like, oh, I got all my facts
yes.
right.
this show's putting us out of a job.
Yeah. Yeah. But I'm
in
not
the
upset
best way.
About it.
No,
yeah,
not
yeah,
at
yeah.
all.
Like,
it's
honestly,
such a good documentary.
If we, first of all, we will never stop having opinions about
no.
Disneyland and the parks. So this podcast will never end.
Never die. You'll live forever like Life Day.
That's right. But yeah, that was really cool.
I have a very important question for you. How much did you cry? So in the episode, I mean, this is not a spoiler. At one point, Walt Disney passed away.
Mm-hmm.
And so the Imagineers, they talk about it. And it was just like everyone, there was a big thing to have pictures. Now we're going to start crying. Pictures of people crying because it was just amazing to see people who, he died, what, like 50 years ago? And people were still, old men were crying about it. And it was just so like. Ugh.
He was really made of stardust. Like he really was someone special.
Mm-hmm.
And to hear, like these grown men, these people that we look up to, these
yes.
people that we admire.
Who haven't seen him for 50 years. Like.
Right. And they the way that they talk about him, even like at his worst, like, you know, I think I talked about it in one of the other episodes, like he had a polo injury and he hurt his back. And so he could be cantankerous. He wasn't, you know, Saving Mr. Banks painted him as a very rosy man.
Uh-huh.
He wasn't necessarily like that. He was very sparing with his compliments. But to hear these men talk about how great he is and to talk about like how much they love and miss him. So Tony Baxter, when he was a youngster, used to scoop ice cream at Disneyland.
A youngster Baxter.
Yeah. When he was a baby Baxter.
Yeah.
He used to scoop ice cream at Disneyland, and he talks about coming into the park when he was, you know, frontline cast member, and how there was like this sadness in the park, and it broke because we love Tony Baxter so much, and Tiff Mink does too.
Yes,
and others,
and many other people,
Jovan, like everyone that we know, like loves Tony Baxter. So, but to hear, you know, the great Tony Baxter, someone we admire so much, be so heartbroken, it broke my heart.
When all of them were like, how, like, oh, I'm gonna cry saying this. I'm just pre-warning you. When they were saying, like, we are going to find out, were these our great ideas or were these his, like, our ideas that he made better?
Yeah, were we standing on his shoulder? They didn't say that exactly,
but, like
the essence is, like, so, and like, the question of, like, can we continue?
Yes.
Do we go on? Like, can you imagine if they were, like, it was all him, let's walk away? Like, Our lives would be different.
I was telling someone the story yesterday about, and I started crying about Roy wanting Mickey during Disney World opening. So that just, yeah, they talked about that in the second episode a little bit.
Yeah,
Angela Bassett is intense in the best way.
She is extra, and I love it. She is extra. Oh my gosh, every time Exotencio comes on the screen, I yell, extreme!
Animator of Winnie the Pooh, didn't know that, and now scriptwriter.
Yeah, and they were... It's just interesting because men and women, say men as
they
in
really
human.
They did a good job of highlighting a lot of women who are involved, like Leona Toombs, Alice Davis talks a bit.
Kim Irvine. Tiffany Mink's future form, Kim Irvine.
Yes. Yes. And like how like the second generation started working. And, and Mary Blair.
Oh, yeah. Mary Blair.
Was it Rolly Crump who was just like, yeah, I just was really good at tracing her work. Like she did everything.
Yes. Yeah. Uh-huh. And the way that Alice Davis was talking about like how she was so brave. She threw out the color wheel and was just like, no, olive and navy do go together. Mm. Do you know what I mean?
And they get real on that show. Like, they're like, yeah, opening day didn't go great.
Yeah.
Like, we've had to change pirates a lot because, like...
Oh, and I love that they were like, Disney World opening day was also a disaster because nobody went because they were expecting it to be like Disneyland.
Yep. That was going to be so crowded. And it also opened in October, which who decided to do that? I don't know.
But I was telling Jasmine earlier, it feels like Star Wars Land Batuu...
Yeah.
Had the same problem that Disney World had where they were too strategic in opening it at a slow time and limiting how many passes could go in. And so it kind of bit them in the tush.
I'm curious to see how well it would have... I feel like if it had been as crowded as they expected, I feel like it would have gone smoothly because they were so prepared for that.
For Batuu,
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, you know, the ticket system and, like, letting people in a certain amount at a time.
And sweeping them out.
Yeah. Like, I just would... I almost wish, as just, like, a theme park fan, I could have seen that happen. Not as, like, someone who wants to go in and experience it.
Right.
But just to see how, like, the military precision of it all.
Yeah, they were prepared. And but I... They were, I felt like they were just, I feel like they should have been that prepared, but not warned people so much.
Yeah, like, oh, be careful.
Right,
yeah.
I think like that, this is a tangent.
Yes.
First one ever.
I know, we always stick only to our topics.
That's right. anything else about the Imagineering story?
I just love it. Recommend it. It's so good. I can't wait to see the whole thing. And next week, and I'm so excited about... So, spoilers, at the end of episode 2, I don't know if you saw the preview for next week's.
I didn't.
It's basically like the episode ends and they're like, we're kind of in a lost period. They fired a lot of people from Imagineering. And then the preview's like... Michael Eisner comes.
Oh, yes.
And, like, here I come to save the day.
Disney Daddy.
And he just, like, it's like, and it's him and Frank Wells, and it's just, like, them, and they're, like, they are movie people. Not that they don't say it like this. Like, how are they going to change the parks? But they change the parks for the better. And basically, it's, like, it looks like it's going to be, like, they're surging the life back into the parks. And I'm just so excited.
A salute to all CEOs, but mostly Disney Daddy. Yes.
Mike Leiser. So I'm so excited about that.
Yeah.
But it's just so, and it's produced by Leslie Iwerks.
Who is Ub Iwerks' granddaughter.
Yes.
If you don't know who Ub Iwerks is,
Shame on you. No,
he was Walt's animator. So Walt was a draftsman.
Basically the co-creator of Mickey.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I believe she's doing a documentary about Ub soon.
Because he wasn't in it too much because I don't think he was involved in the parks as much.
He was
okay,
he wasn't involved, but I think she's saving all of that for her documentary. So if you watch the documentary, Don Iwerks is in it. That's Leslie's father and Ub's son.
Son of Ub
And then Leslie is the documentary filmmaker.
Yes.
So it's just, and then Kim Irvine talks about her mom, Leota Toombs. Yes. Like, there's so much.
And how she goes to the park when she wants to hear her mom's voice, because that's the bride at the end is her mom's voice.
Which is so funny.
And her mom passed away, and I just, like, in, like, the 90s, so that just, that touched me a lot.
I mean, it's such a great documentary. Mm-hmm. If you like this podcast remotely,
yes,
go watch it. It's so great.
And I love when Bob Gurr goes to the Matterhorn, and he's so humble, and he's like, so I guess there's a wall where all the cast members who work there sign, and he's like, they're like, oh, do you want to sign? He's like, well, no, I shouldn't. Like, I didn't work here. But he's like, but I guess is like the person who...
Oh, no, they ask him. Yeah. He said, well, would you like to do it? And he's like, I guess as the person who like designed
As the creator, I didn't work here, but as, you know, the designer of the ride, yes. It was just so funny.
Yeah,
it's like you go, is, Bob.
So my friend met him.
Mm-hmm. Jenny's met him too.
Really?
Yeah.
So I was very lucky. I was on the Disney lot, and I saw him walk by.
Did you try to lick him?
No, he was walking with purpose, so I didn't say anything. Yes. But
don't try to lick Bob Gurr.
No, he. My friend met him, and he said, "Now don't gush. I know I'm great." Like something very cheeky, and I was like, "Oh, Bob Gurr, I love him
so much. Yeah. Living legend.
Yes, truly.
Yes,
truly a living legend."
So yeah, watch the show. We'll talk about the episode. So I think every week we'll do a little segment on Imagineering story and just some of the new things we've been watching.
Because
there's so much. So many things. Like the only thing that's a little disappointing is when you go to click on something and it's like, "Oh, coming March 2021.
Oh yeah, that drives me crazy.
I wish they would have a little banner on there.
You can't speak up when you're going to go laughing like that.
Ladies and gentlemen, Jeff, what is your last name? Was I right? Reitz?
Reitz.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, Jeff Reitz, the man who has been to Disneyland for 2,400. I don't know.
Oh, you're shortchanging me.
Oh man, how many days have you been here?
2,877 days today.
Oh,
isn't that amazing?
That's amazing. How many years is that?
New Year's Eve will mark 8 years.
Oh my gosh.
So
you hate Disneyland?
Completely. You know, they say it's the happiest place on earth. I keep coming trying to find it.
So I was telling Jasmine, whenever I see Jeff, I feel like I meet he's like a celebrity to me because he's doing what I want to do of like coming to Disneyland every day. I'm like, Jeff, you have to follow his Instagram. He knows like what's going on. He is like, you have like your ear to the pavement of like what you're like the hey, I've got a story. This is what's going on at Disneyland. Like
reporter,
that's the word I'm looking for. I danced around it. But you know what's going on. You're an honorary member of what, Main Street? An honorary?
Are you the mayor?
I've had people joke around, call me an honorary cast member.
Oh, totally,
like
definitely. No. I would say that. No. I would 100%. Say that. So, okay, well, this
I
is...
I feel so like we're in, like, reporters, like, hello.
I know, like, Jeff, question over here. Click, 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 click. And we're going to... I've been threatening this since the beginning. We're going to have you on.
You had your turn when you were on the train with me.
I know. I was so... I know. So we met on the... I totally freaked out the first time I met Jeff. I think he was very scared. I was like...
See, I remember.
See, and I was like, oh my gosh, it's the guy who's been here every day. And he's like, okay, please step away. Yeah, he was like...
I like meeting people. You know, I like meeting all the different Disney fans because, you know, everybody enjoys Disney in their way. You know, like just now, I ran into you guys back on Batu, you know, during the Life Day celebration. You know, I found out about it from Facebook. I'd gotten the invite for the event. But, you know, there's other people that just, you know, had planned years out. And other people who just run into it. It's like, oh, wow, this is cool. Let's join in.
It's kind of like I feel like, in our community, Dapper Day is like we put on our calendar, like we know when Dapper Day is.
Well, you remember, we just landed the first shuttles on Batu back in May, you know, April 30th, you know, or May 30th. Anyhow.
Yeah.
So, you know, having the opportunity to go to Batu is new. So that's why this was the first celebration of Life Day. But it's something I was just back there while they were finishing up. And it is something I think will continue and become an annual celebration.
It was really cool. I don't know who scoured the universe for the lyrics to those classic songs.
One of the gentlemen back there.
But they were very, as someone who writes parody lyrics, I was very impressed. The lyrics were charming and adorable.
I like how we accosted him and forced him to be in our podcast now.
Yes. That's my relationship with Jeff, is I just force him to be my friend.
For my friend.
I'm like, Jeff, you're my friend now. He's like, I'd rather not be. And I'm like, well, too bad.
There's all your lyrics.
Oh, my gosh.
They were just...
hilarious.
They were hilarious.
It's beginning to look a lot like Life Day was a favorite.
And they actually were singing, what was it, Solo, the Corellian Smuggler.
Yes.
They sung while Chewbacca was there. Yes. And he was enjoying it, too.
Well, it's so funny because today we're going to be talking, eventually, when we get to it, we're going to talk about unexpected magic. Because
today's been a really magical day.
Yeah, and not like, you know, like some days, you know, you get dressed up for Dapper Day, you know it's going to be a good day, you're going to see all your friends, but like sometimes you just go to the park and like everything lines up perfectly and you have like a perfect day, and that's been today for us.
Cool.
And I got to hang out with Jeff!
Well, I hope you guys have a great evening. Unfortunately, I'm going to cut this one short.
No, of course. You have to, you gave the listeners like a little dab, a little taste.
I'm heading down to Costa Mesa for a concert.
Oh, cool. Have fun.
Yes, I'll well, be down there at Vanguard.
Happy Life Day.
Happy Life Day.
And may the force be with you.
And you folks have a magical evening.
Thank you. You too.
Bye, Jeff.
Thank you. Bye.
See, he's just adding to the magic today.
I love him so much. He's a total celebrity.
So that is a perfect transition. So today, I was going to do a totally different topic, which we'll do later. But today was just such a magical day that we decided today was going to be accidental magic at Disneyland. So we were just going to talk about now I feel like we're bragging. We were just our experiences. So literally, like, we started recording the episode and then the Life Day thing happened.
Yeah, and then Jeff came over, who I've been talking about.
You've been wanting to get him on our podcast
since
for
the beginning.
So long.
It was just because I think... I won't tell the story now, but it's really interesting, like, why he started coming and, like, his life's changed since he started coming.
Yeah.
I just think he's a marvelous dude.
I think his Instagram's, like, _ Disney365.
366.
366, because he comes so much
one
extra day.
Yeah, one extra day. But, yeah, no, he's amazing. But, okay, so today we came to the park. It was you, me, and our friend Linda.
Yes. So Michelle is the best person in the world. I think you all know this. And I love her so much. So I told her my dream was to go on Jingles because I've been the first in line. I think I've said three times, and I've probably talked about it on the podcast, to go on Jingles. And every time someone would either beat me to it or they'd let someone in from the accessibility line. Or one time it was like a little girl who they just let come in and do a photo shoot.
I mean, we would love to
do
that, too.
Yes, I mean, same. I was just jealous. And so Michelle went up to a cast member, and I just had this feeling. I'm like, I bet she's going to... I'm not going to get my hopes up, but I bet she's going up to, like, ask if I can go on Jingles. So she's like, okay, everyone hold... So we were about to go on. She's like, no, wait, hold back. We're going to go on the next one.
I'm like,
one.
Get off the horses, ladies.
So she said yes. Her name was Danny. And she let us go before everyone else. We got to get on. And I got to ride Jingles, and I was so happy I started crying.
She was so happy.
And Michelle got a bunch of pictures. I'm going to post them.
And, like, I
kept hugging it.
Yeah, it's not like I made that magic. I didn't. Mm-hmm. Danny did.
Yes.
And it's, like, a testament to how much magic really is here. She could have said, no, you get what you get and don't get upset. But
You woman in your 30s.
Yeah, but she was so nice. And when I was talking to her, she was just so nice. She's like, no, I get it. And she was just lovely and let us do that. And it was just like a magical experience.
I probably upset many children, but
But we were with our friend Linda, and she said admits that she's not the biggest Disney file.
Yeah, she had us tell us her facts all day, and it was like the best, most fun I've ever had.
It was great. She was like, tell me something interesting. I'm like, okay.
And I've never had Michelle and I talking over each other so much. We were like, over there is this, over there is this. Look at this pavement right here.
It's made of concrete. Amazing.
Walt patented this concrete in 1960.
It was so great. But she was like, you know, most people wouldn't know that horse is special. It's just another pretty horse. Mm-hmm. So
the prettiest horse.
The prettiest horse.
And I kept hugging it going, there's probably so many germs on this, but I don't care.
I was like, don't ruin the magic.
And then I was like, do I look like Julie Andrews? Because she's ridden the horse, correct?
Mm-hmm.
So Jingles originally was Lily and Disney's favorite horse. Mm-hmm. Then they updated it for Julie Andrews, and her favorite colors are pink and purple, same.
As a queen should.
As a queen. All queens should love pink and purple.
Yep.
And there's like a little umbrella for Mary Poppins on its butt. It has little Jingles on it.
It has J.A. on it for Julie Andrews' initials.
It's the prettiest horse, and it's the lead horse. So it's technically, it's the first horse after the bench, and it's supposed to be leading the whole cavalcade. I don't know.
Sure, I like that.
Horse cavalcade. And it's like, you have no idea how much I've wanted to ride that horse for so long, and I never could because I'm too shy to talk to anybody.
Not
too unassuming. And like, I just like Michelle, like, I mean, Michelle and Danny made my day, and I felt so embarrassed for crying, but I like loved every second of it. I don't think I've ever smiled that much in my life. And it was so, and that was just the start of the magic of that day.
So then where did we go after that?
So then we went on Itsy Bitsy Tiny Teeny.
Teeny Tiny.
Well, first we went to Toontin.
We went to Toontin, yes. And it was so fun. We took like a million pictures.
Michelle helped the lost child.
Yes. Well, we got our new t-shirts.
Yes. So we're currently wearing our Orlando Paris of the South shirts, which are on sale right now on our website. You can get them in any color and any size. And there's, not any size, but like
So they come
you
in.
You can't get a tent.
Yes. They're really soft, really nice. You can buy them. We took lots of pictures. So you had that spam for a while.
So that was super fun to like take pictures. Yeah. And Linda was so nice.
A lot of people commented on them.
Yeah. And they're beautiful. Mine's purple to match my hair. Yours is pink to match your hair.
So you can get like almost any color. You don't have to just get pink and purple. There's blue, heather, what do you call it?
Gray.
Yeah. white, like, you know. The world is your rainbow.
Do it.
Oh, and then I forgot a magical moment we didn't put on the list is the fairy. We ran into the fairy godmother. Oh, literally ran into her.
And so I have this new Loungefly backpack that's Cinderella's pink dress with the mice. Mm-hmm. And fairy godmother was so cute. She loved it. And she's so cute. She goes, but why aren't I on it? I was like, fairy godmother, you're so crazy.
You're so crazy. She liked our shirt. She thought we were from Orlando.
Yeah, she was like, are you from, what kingdom are you from? We're like, oh, here.
A lot of cast members said they liked our shirts. I had quite a few compliments. There is a smoking alligator because it's a Parisian alligator.
Yeah.
And I think she couldn't comment on that part, but that's my favorite part of the whole shirt. That was like literally, currently the
Columbia.
The Columbia is passing us for Phantasmic. That happened when we were recording the podcast with Allison.
Oh.
All of a sudden, Phantasmic started.
Oh, we should probably hurry up.
Yeah, I think we're good for now. Like the day goes by. Like
we went on It's a Small World holiday,
which is magical.
Made my heart so happy. Yes. The smells were so. I was super wrong.
Yes.
The smells are great.
Yep.
I love
they don't
that
mix
addition.
Together.
They do not. They're spaced out well enough. Mm-hmm. And I feel like they added a lot of extra decorations this year. It looks phenomenal.
So joyful.
It is. Yes. It really is.
And then I said my ending is they all go to heaven at the end, and that's what the end is. And Michelle's like, it's utopia.
Yeah, just relax. So, no one's dead.
So just let us know what you think. Is it heaven or is it utopia? Also, let us know what you're watching on Disney Plus.
Oh,
I forgot
to
say that earlier because Life Day happened.
Yeah, sorry, Life Day.
And it was amazing.
That was so fun.
And it distracted me. And so then, like, we are going to take some pictures of our shirts. I think we got off the train, and then we decided we want some Bengal barbecue. And we were walking, and I was taking pictures, close-ups of the shirt, and all of a sudden, Red from Pirates of the Caribbean comes up to us.
And we expect, because we're two adult ladies,
yes.
I expected her to be like, ahoy, hello.
Yes.
But she was like, hey, girls. Oh, and we were like, we were talking about sparkles and how much
we
like.
Yeah, treasure.
She goes, What's your favorite treasure? And I said, the treasure of friendship. And she's like,
And then you said diamonds. She's like, okay.
Yeah.
And she talked to us for probably like a full 5 minutes.
Yeah, she was so fun.
And other people, I think, wanted to talk to her. And I think she was leaving her shift. Her ship. And then she was asking us what we would name our ships.
Oh, yeah. And we named the Jolly Sparkle.
Yeah. Well, mine was the Sparkle Princess boat.
Something. Sparkle Princess Pirate Boat.
Yes.
And I was like, that's a good one.
And then you were saying how in Burbank you saw her original
old statue.
And she's like, oh, I've changed a lot since then.
Yeah, she's like, she was so cool. She was like, yeah, the rope's not around my waist. Now I use it for catching pirates and treasure.
So she recruited us for her pirate brigade.
Yes.
And we're going to be in charge of the Sparkle Jolly Roger super duper ship. but it was just so amazing. And like, I think other people wanted to talk to her and she was just leaving, but she came and she's like, oh, let's take a picture together of our. I forgot how she was trying to say a selfie. A portrait of ourselves.
Yes.
And I love that. So I'll post that on the podcast.
That was. I've always wanted to meet her, but I've never
been to because she's a long line.
Yeah. And you know, we got other things to do.
Yeah.
And when I say other things to do, I mean we have things to eat.
Yeah, we have other things to eat.
Yeah.
Such as Bengal barbecue.
So we went to Bengal barbecue. If you've listened to this podcast, you know that I have wanted to lose weight for a very long time.
We both do.
So I'm trying keto. Oh, that little girl has a Stella Lou headband. Ooh. And I love it. Sorry, okay.
Michelle talked to children all day.
I did. I met this little... Okay, so my baby... Dale and I are not having children, but if we ever were blessed with a baby, if it was a girl, I would name her Victoria, Rose, or Charlotte.
Uh-huh.
And I met two little girls today. One was Victoria, and one was Charlotte. And my heart exploded.
And then you said in front of them, I'm going to kidnap these children.
And then I said, with kindness. So they couldn't get mad. They couldn't call the authorities.
Couldn't get mad. But the parents laughed, so it was okay.
Yeah.
But yeah, the whole Red thing was just so incredible. And she said, what did she say about your boat? It's a Boss Bow.
Oh, she said it was a Boss Bow, and it had diamonds all over it, because I have this Frozen Sparkle Bow from Target. You'll see it in the pictures.
Yeah. I think she would have talked to us longer, but we were the ones who were like, oh, thank you.
I was starving.
Yeah.
So we went to Bengal barbecue.
But she, we hung out, and we're like, does she know? Do we know her?
Right.
Yeah. Do we work on a pirate ship together?
Yeah. Have we... It was It was awesome. Yeah.
And she had really pretty eyes, and I kept looking in her eyes, and I thought they were contacts for a second, but they weren't.
She was just very pretty. Just very beautiful. And 10 out of 10 would recommend.
But it was just amazing. It was such a magical moment.
Yeah. And she made totally that. Organic.
And like, she probably felt the magic from Jingles from us.
Like, truly. So we had so many magical experiences today. Mm-hmm. Then what else happened?
So the Life Day thing happened.
Right. So then we're like, oh my gosh, magical moments are everywhere. Yeah. And so we go to Batu. I'm the one that's nagging Jasmine to go to Batu.
Yes, which has never happened.
Never, ever.
I'm always the one who's like, blue milk, blue milk.
And yeah, now you don't want blue milk and I want to go to Batu. Yeah. What is the world?
No, I want blue milk. I can't have blue milk.
I see.
Let us correct this.
So we
Mark Twain is coming by now.
Oh, Mark Twain.
But yes.
So we ate at Bengal Barbecue. I had the bacon-wrapped asparagus after this recording. I would like to get more.
Okay.
So good. And I had some meat, some steak. It was very good. And then you had lot of steak.
I had three of the Bengal Barbecue skewers. I should have gotten two. But I was
they're surprisingly filling.
Yeah, I thought they were teeny tiny. I think they're bigger than I used to. I don't know. And they gave us full cups of water, which was also magical.
Because it's 90 degrees.
Yeah. And it's crowded today, but not intolerably so.
Yeah. But a lot of good energy in the park. So then we were trying to record the podcast.
Yes.
And as you heard, we had a Life Day celebration, yes, which was amazing. And then, Jeff came by, and as I've said before, I'm such a super fangirl for him.
Yes.
And
I felt bad because I'm like, I hope you want to be on it because you're going to be.
Oh, no. He's great. So, yeah, that was...
Such a magical day.
Such a magical... And you know what? This is going to sound really cheesy, but I mean it. It's not over.
It's not over.
I know. I need to go to Starbucks to find a cup for my friend.
Okay.
And I want to... I mean, let's just go have fun.
I need to dress my Shelly Mays.
Yeah, we've
got my one Shelly May.
We've got a lot to do today.
So have you had any great cast member experiences that you can remember besides today?
Yes, I've had a million percent.
I can't remember them, but I remember I've got Jenny and you are both really good about. So if you don't know, if you have a good interaction with a cast member, go to City Hall. You can leave them a cast member compliment, and this is good because they get little bonuses if they're coming up on a raise. It's a good thing to do.
It's just good praise people who have been great. You know,
yeah, great at their job, going above and beyond,
going to infinity and beyond.
And you and Jenny are really good at that. Both, I've gone with you to go to City Hall.
Well, yeah. I think that
we're gonna do it for Danny today.
Whether it's McDonald's or ShopRite, wherever it is, if someone is great, you should let other people know.
Yes,
you know
above and beyond. Because a lot of people just act like, oh, it's their job. I'm like, no, it's not. Wasn't her job to let me go on Jingles. Her job is to just get people on that ride
safely.
Yes. So it was just so nice that she took the time to do that.
Yeah.
We just ran into Red coming up to us. She could have just gone on her break. She didn't. She probably was gonna get in trouble for taking too long.
That was so cool.
Yes.
And
Chewbacca came up and sang with all the Life Day people.
That was
Chewbacca
amazing.
Chewbacca didn't have to do that. Chewbacca has other things to do.
He has a Millennium Falcon to fix.
He has a family that he has to celebrate Life Day with.
That's right. He left his family on Life Day to hang out with these people to sing.
It's great. One time I was at the parks with some friends, and a cast member came up to us, and we started talking, and he's like, hey, do you want to sit in the special reserve seating for, I forget which parade it was. It was one of the parades. And we sat, and we got to sit in the special reserve seating. They didn't have to do that, but they were just like,
nice.
Hey, you guys are cool.
One time, Heather and I were wearing just not even vintage-y dresses, just pretty dresses. And one of the cast members, her name is Peggy. I'm still friends with her on Instagram and on Facebook. She was like, hey, it's not very busy. Can we do a photo shoot? So Heather and I have this gorgeous photo shoot of us on the train. It's so cute. It's okay, we're going to New York. It's just, this is really it's that Walt Disney quote, you can design and create the most wonderful place, but it takes people to make the magic a reality. This truly this is a salute to all cast members, but mostly Danny.
Yeah.
Because... this today has just been truly magical, and I got to spend it with Jasmine.
I get to spend it with Michelle. Yay! And it's true that we're women in our 30s, and a lot of times some people might be like, oh, this is a place for children. You are just here. You are a guest here. But it's nice when people still let you have magic as an adult.
Yeah.
And they still let you have those experiences because it's not everyone has that
in them, but like we definitely have that in us.
Yeah, we definitely have pixie dust.
Yes, and pixie dust in our eyes.
Yeah, and it was nice.
Ouch,
it was
pixie dust. No kidding.
My retina. It was just really magical. So, you know, just that. We've asked before, but if you do have any great cast member stories or accidental magic, please send them in. We would love to share them just because it's great.
Yeah.
And if you can, I know everyone's busy when they come to the parks, but if you can stop by City Hall and let City Hall know, just because these
cast members more magical moments will happen.
Exactly.
It's a circle of magical moments.
You know what else is magical?
Me.
Yes. And you know where you can follow you and me and this podcast?
1313. Well, now there's multiple options. So first, go on our website, buy our shirts if you like them. I think I'm going to put a discount code for the holidays. Just, you know, because we want to get our shirts out there. Get them in any color size. They're great. I love them.
Mm-hmm.
So you can go to 13. Now we have www.
We have a www, guys.
1313harborthepodcast.com.
We have a website.
Yes. Well, that's the website.
I know, but I'm saying that the website is designed by Jenny Ray.
We're going to add some of the pictures from today on there.
Yep. We had we have really cool bios that are very funny. You can check
them
out.
Please read the bios. They're really weird.
They're delightful.
Hilarious. We have Instagram, 1313 Harbor, the podcast. Mm-hmm. We have 1313 Harbor, our Twitter, for, you know, our hot takes. I put a lot of news articles there, too. Mm-hmm. So if you really want, like, a little bit of a deeper cut where I get a lot of my sources from, go to there. So I wanted to talk a bit about our Patreon. So every week we do bonus episodes. This week we're going to do Carthay Circle, which I actually had a magical moment with a cast member there. And we like bonded so much we follow each other on Instagram.
I love that.
So every week we do bonus episodes. We have anything if you want. Sometimes we go a little bit more Disney there because I try to keep this one strictly theme parks.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to hear our opinions on Disney sequels.
Or me poorly explaining them to you and you asking a lot of questions.
What are some other episodes? We've done like...
Oh, we do ride-through commentary.
Oh, ride-through. Those are my favorite. So we'll... And we really get it timed very well. We'll, like, do a ride and we'll go...
We'll share
like
a video.
It's with it. Yeah. So, yeah, if you're curious, just go to... either go to our website. It's at the top of the website. Or go to patreon.com/1313harbor the podcast. Have I mentioned everything?
Twitter, Instagram, 1313harbor the podcast.
Thank you, Jenny Ray, for making our podcast.
Yes. Or making our website.
Website. We make the podcast. Go follow We're Going Mental. Listen to her podcast. It's amazing. So, I think that's everything. I hope you have a magical day. I want to thank our Patreons. Can't forget that. Because we have a new Patreon, Michelle. So, special thanks to Danny, David, Lauren, Tiffany, Wynette, and our newest Patreon, Jennifer.
Hello, Jennifer!
So, a part of our Patreon program is we will be sending her a postcard from Disneyland, so enjoy that.
Uh-huh.
So to all who come to this happy podcast, welcome!
And happy Life Day!
Happy Life Day!
And when it's up and running, it is a work of art. Oh, droidal, 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 I made it out of parts. Droidal, 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 it is a work of art. It has a big brown body with legs so short and thin. And when it loses power, then it won't roll and spin. Oh, droidal, 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 with legs so short and thin. Droidal, 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 it rolls and it can spin. And droidal's always playful, it loves to beep and chirp. A happy little droidal, my friendly little twerp. Oh, droidal, 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 it loves to beep and chirp. Droidal, 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 my friendly little...